brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I was just a pig in heaven.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
High drive to left and out of here. And that's how this game gets started.
Take that, Goo.
Yeah.
Take that, baby.
That's how you talk, Ramos, with your bat, baby.
Yeah,
he was Ricky Henderson.
With the stick.
No doubt, man.
That talking in the clubhouse, it can get you in a little bit of trouble.
No doubt about it.
Ramos, he's in some hot water after his incendiary comments, so to speak, to one Scott Ossel of the SF Chronicle.
No
doubt. What's up, Goo?
Our guy, what's up with you, baby, on a terrific, Taco Tuesday, but I had him on Monday. That's fair still. Yeah.
You can have them any day of the week you want.
No, you can. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Great. Had an excellent birthday. You guys are a big reason for that. So I'm feeling a little bit older, feeling a little bit fresher, feeling a little bit feistier.
Tell the people I took you out yesterday.
Ooh,
I was
going to leave that out. Yeah.
It was light. But yeah.
It was a light bill. It was a quick one.
Shout out PG&E.
Pop at the cafeteria.
Yeah. What you got going? What do we have going, baby?
Well, apparently we don't know anything. Apparently outside people don't know anything. And that's kind of where I want to start today. Like, I know that these comments from Elliot Ramos have made the rounds. And the Giants, obviously, they won 4-3 last night and beat the Padres.
5.5 back,
math,
if you're into that.
Math still there?
Yeah, math is still there.
All right, well, they got to continue to play well.
Right.
But it's impossible to start today, Goo, without discussing, I think, what is the most undefeated court. And I'm not talking about the one where you go in and the judge says, hey, sorry, you got 2 weeks of community service.
I was like, who you been talking to?
I'm talking about the court of public opinion.
It's incredible. I love how you put that. Go ahead, baby. Evan, it's everything right now in our daily lives. People front, they lie to themselves. Evan, it's real, man. Attention's a drug. I believe it's the biggest drug, well, fentanyl, the biggest drug going. And then, not to do it. But you know what I'm saying, Evan? Attention is a drug now. Grown-ups, everybody, attention is, people will do anything and slash anybody for it. And I hate that. But you are right. Ramos, I don't think he was aiming for that. But boy, he put himself in the diamond lane of court of public opinion last night.
Well, for those who didn't have a chance to read it, this is from the SF Chronicle yesterday, and Elliot Ramos, this is important, the context of the question. I know Scott Ossler came on with the morning show to explain sort of his perspective and walk back some of the comments he felt like were taken out of context, but I really want to dive into this, because Elliot Ramos was asked about Bob Melvin.
Okay.
And he was asked about some of the reactions from the fans to, and you've brought this up before, what they call him on Twitter, Sleepy Bob?
Yeah.
Somebody who doesn't really, thank you. Somebody who doesn't really express emotions that outwardly. Now, Ramos wanted to set the record straight in regards to what he does behind the scenes. And that's where the outside people don't know anything comes into play. Because Ramos told the Chronicle, that's the type of person he is. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. And then this is where it pivots.
Okay.
Ramos was not asked about himself. He was not asked about the fans' reaction to their play. He was asked about the manager. And Ramos says, when we were winning, everyone was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here. We know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Now it's like all the fans are against us. That to me is, it's a mistake, number one.
That's beautiful.
Because
another one by Ramos.
It's a battle that every athlete cannot win. It's the court of public opinion. And if you're down, as bad as the San Francisco Giants have been down, pointing fingers at the people that are still showing up and paying their hard-earned money to watch you perform. That's not how you should be pointing the finger at. Whether they've been right to you, whether they've been wrong to you, it's me something goo. It's an unwinnable battle. And I'm going to play some sound here in a sec from both the manager. I'm going to read you some quotes from Logan Webb, from Matt Chapman. Ways to handle this thing. But when you heard that yesterday, we were talking about it in our thread. How did it hit you?
It was a foul. It was a flagrant. And, he since kind of walked him back. But sometimes in life, often in life, Evan, once you say something, man, you can try to walk it back, finesse the situation. But words are powerful, and some people don't forget. But how the audacity to me that Ramos would say the fans don't know or that they're coming after the Giants. Yeah, they're coming after. You guys were 2-14 in your last 16 just at home. But look at how many people came out. What did we talk about Sunday? I think it was 38,000. During the week, 40,000. So stop with they've given up. They just have been tired of this piss poor product that the Giants have been putting out. And you've been a culprit at times, Ramos, which are in at play. So I couldn't believe he put himself in the corner or tried to come out the ring with us against the world. Shout out Tupac, as if the fans weren't doing their job. And the fans have done it through thick and thin.
Again, he's calling out the fans. And to me, it's completely unwarranted.
Mm.
He's frustrated. Like when I saw that quote, I thought about somebody who's frustrated with his own play.
And he should be. I'd like that, Evan.
He's someone who has ran into an unforgivable out, in the words of Mike Kruko, at third base against the Mets. He forgot the infield fly rule against the Pirates. He's had multiple defensive mishaps and miscommunications in left field.
Oh, man.
Even though it may or may not have been his fault, he darted a ball towards second base in the last home series. There's been a lot of different things that Elliot Ramos has done that I think people have gotten on him for. And understandably so, and social media has fried him left and right. And to me, that's what I hear when someone is saying, it's like the fans are against us. No, he's feeling like the fans are against him. And I think he took it out on him. Now, he did walk it back.
Yeah. Somebody got to him, or do you think by the sixth inning, he was like, uh-oh, somebody said, hey, Rama, you gotta come back and fix this.
Those quotes came out before the game yesterday, before he hit a leadoff home run and helped the Giants win.
I was talking about the what I deem mustard or... He kind of fixed it after. I thought that was after the game.
Well, either way, he knew that he stepped in it.
Jeff Garcia.
Yeah,
shout out Jeff.
He stepped in it. And that's the admission. So when he says finally, I have nothing against the fans. I was trying to defend Bob Melvin. I do think he was trying to defend Bob. And again, he's telling us that Bob Melvin is a fiery person, just not publicly. It's an attitude that I do like.
Okay.
However, it doesn't take away from the fact that you went after the fans.
Who have supported this team through thick and thin.
But that's what fans are.
Yeah, Klay Thompson's done it, had that work out for him. Even though we know he was in a dark, different place, Evan, most often it doesn't, like, you don't do that, E.
You can't do it. You just can't. It's one of those things where I understand that athletes get pissed. And look, the Giants have been booed at home. But it's because of the play that they've displayed. The Giants have not given the Giants fans a reason to cheer for them outside of that Sunday against Tampa Bay. And what did they do? They stood up and cheered.
Yeah.
When you had lost 15 of 16 games at home, they still gave you a standing O the moment that you gave them something to root about.
Yeah.
That's what fans do.
Yeah, Evan, it was the worst stretch since 1901. Just think about that. And the fans have packed the place. I'm going to just say this real quick before we go to break, Evan. What I don't like, I respect Bob Melvin. He's not my type of manager per se. But, Evan, if your troopers got to tell the masses that our general, he has a heavy hand, or the kids got to tell you, hey, my parents, they do discipline me behind closed doors. I don't think that bodes well, Evan, and I'm hearing a lot of that, and I could be wrong. Melvin could be coming back. They salvage this season and go on a run. All that's on the table, but the bottom line to me, my gut, Evan, is when the players got to go out of their way, and Webb's done it, we've been yelled at, and Ramos is doing his tour for Bob Melvin. I get it, but man, you got to lead with your play, but I just don't think it bodes well for any manager's future when your teammate, your players – got to tell you, yeah, Evan's smacking us, you guys just don't see it or hear about it, but he's smacking us. I just don't think that bodes well for that manager's future.
Well, and we can get into that. And there's a piece of Bob Melvin's sound, along with a couple other pieces of sound, that to me are the way that you handle these kinds of situations. Elliot Ramos, I don't think that he meant to light a fire. You got to wear it. Mm. You have to wear it.
Went out, hit a home run. Yeah, I got you.
That's how you talk. Yeah, you talk with your bat. You talk with your play. Because your play has not been speaking volumes about you and this team for the last 2 months.
Facts.
It's the reason why people are pissed. It's the reason why they're hearing boos. It's the reason why you feel like everyone was on your side and now they're not.
And you're 5.5 back.
Well, no bleep, they're not on your side. Yeah. You just lost 15 of 16 games at home. It's hard for people to show up to the ballpark every single day and watch what you've been doing.
And I got to let you know real quick, Evan, on the other side, why I'm mad at you. I've been holding it all morning.
Okay. Yep. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Frontier Ford. Mach-E lease specials are on, and Tesla owners score even more at Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mach-E Select for just $239 a month plus tax, almost $2,000 at signing, $1,999, and even save more with your Tesla. Offer ends September 2nd at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
It's the Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
You know the best way to deal with these kinds of things, Goo?
Give it to me.
These sort of situations. Giddings in for Steinmetz with Guru. You got to own it. You've got to own it.
Yeah.
Elliot Ramos was asked about his manager. He flipped around and turned it on the fans. That's a mistake by a young player. It's something that I hope he'll be able to get past, and I think he's already understood the mistake he made, because before the game yesterday, he said that it was taken out of context, misconstrued. I don't think it was taken out of context. I don't think it was misconstrued. I think it was a mistake. And I think yesterday, him trying to clean it up before the game was an admission of that mistake.
Yeah, and we kind of had fun, because we don't come at you like we're perfect, nor are we, Evan. But the bottom line is, he could have said a whole lot and finessed the situation and just talked about, you know, how he had been playing or whatnot. But to kind of, you know, do a drive-by on the fans, and all they've been doing is paying the prices, showing up through thick and thin, I thought that's where it went wrong. So, again, he went out, hit a home run, also had 3 strikeouts. But when you're 3 games under 500 and, you know, this is a season that hasn't gone the way that you wanted, Evan, I kind of wish the youngster would have took more ownage and kind of left the fans out of it. But like you said, he didn't stand on it, so he tried to backtrack. Shout out cornerbacks, but backpedal. So, you know, moving forward, and let me ask you this. Do you buy his finesse game where he tried to kind of back off that?
I do, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Like that's the thing. Like, it's not something that just goes away because you feel sorry about what you said. Like, it was in the heat of the moment. You were emotional. You have been feeling a ton of, whether it's pressure or frustration or criticism, all, by the way, fair, because your play's been subpar. He hit his first home run in umpteen days yesterday against the Padres. And the team has just been absolutely reeling for the last couple of months. But if you're trying to defend your manager, there's better ways to go about it. We heard Logan Webb. This is literally what he said in the same article by Scott Osler. Oh, Bob's yelled at us. It's not that he hasn't tried to get us going. Some of the games we played where nothing goes well, no pitch, don't play defense, no hit. We hear about it. It's not like we don't, not like he's saying that's okay. That's not what's happening here. Bob expects us to play a certain brand of baseball, and we just haven't done it, plain and simple. That's all he has to say, because Logan Webb has owned it. Now, the difference to me is that Logan Webb is still pitching well. Logan Webb is, and he hasn't been awesome this year to the point where he, you know, again, still hasn't lost some games.
Got him a win Sunday.
Yes, he did. But that's where I think that Ramos is taking some of his personal frustration with himself and his own play out on the fans. And he's using Bob Melvin as this pivot point to get really what he wants to off his chest.
Yeah, no doubt. And if I was grading Logan Webb's paragraph there or his statement, that would be an A+. That's how you do it. Take accountability. And Evan, at the end of the day, we'll find out moving forward. But does, again, he said it, Ramos, you can't take it back, but do you learn from it? And I got to believe the vitriol, I believe that was on social media for these comments, even if they were taken out of context or whatever. I heard Scott on, or we heard Scott on, the great Scott Osler with the Morning Joe, Shasky and Spadoni. And, you know, he said it played different, but at the end of the day, Evan, you couldn't take back the words that came out of Ramos's mouth. And that's what you hope he learns from.
No, and the reason why I feel like I know what he's trying to do is because I heard Bob Melvin do it a week before.
Man.
This is the after the finale against the Washington Nationals, where they got shut out. Justin Verlander gets his 35th, 100th K.
Nasty.
And I want you to listen to the question that Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle, by the way, asked Bob Melvin, because he uses it to get into what he actually wants to talk about in the exact same way that I think Ramos uses Scott Osler's question to get into what he wants to address with the fans.
Starts out the sides, he gets 3,500. What did you think of that, and then kind of the rest of his day?
The rest was awful. I mean, we have 40,000 people here. We don't give them anything to root for the entire game other than that. So, unfortunately, that probably is as disappointing a game we've had all year. Back to JV, strikes out the side in the first and has that moment. That was great. But he's got a lot of accomplishments, a lot of stripes.
So, the beginning of the question is, you know, like, how great of a moment essentially was Justin Verlander's milestone accomplishment, and then what happened after? He didn't even address the JV part of it until midway through the cut, because he was so pissed about them getting run out of the building in front of 40,000 people, by the way, who are still showing up to each and every game. These fans are still showing up to Oracle Park. I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
They're
because
diehards.
This team's been awful.
Yeah.
They've been terrible to watch.
They're diehards, and I love Susan, but Evan, I was kind of like blown away. Like, my gosh, it kind of reminded you of Kerr when I believe, who was it, TJD had a good game, and Kerr's like, they got blown out. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, we just let 40,000 people down. So Bob was a real one like that. And I will double back to Ramos and say this, Evan. A guy that, I'm a passionate guy. I'll never apologize. But I know what he said and how he, you know, brought the fans in it was totally wrong. But what would you give me if I told you I'm lightweight excited that a giant player was fed up and had enough? What he said was wrong and who he said it about. But I do love that Ramos, I felt like he was just tired, Evan, fed up, said what he had to say and went out and led the game off with a homer.
Well, he also walked it back before the game.
I had that sequence wrong. Yeah,
but the frustration is not. I don't know. Maybe you just like the fire and something you haven't seen from Melvin. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's emotion, but it's channeled in the completely wrong area.
Now, since he's so young, Evan, and he's had success early, that is Ramos. And I'm being real with you. Has your opinion changed of Ramos? Do you like him any more or less? That's too strong, or it's just a learning experience for the young guy, that young buck. That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, I think it's going to be a learning experience, because within 24 hours he walked it back. Like, he knew that he stepped in it, and that's something that, again, like, you can go back across every single sport,
and
just time in general, and find examples of players who have tried to go after the fans. It doesn't work.
They're like Father Time, almost undefeated.
Ted Williams didn't show up to Fenway for damn near 50 years because he spit at Red Sox fans who booed him and then said in the papers, I would spit at them again.
No,
that's
man.
Not a battle you can win.
No.
The court of public opinion is undefeated. And I think that Elliot Ramos, he just learned the hard way that the one place you cannot place blame.
Yeah.
I'm is at the feet of the people who are your paying customer. It's like going to a restaurant. The customer might be an ass. They might be rude, but the customer's always correct.
Shout out Mia. Yeah,
the customer's always right. Even if you wanted to walk out on your job that day, you can't do it.
Man, Evan, that's interesting. And, you know, it just has you thinking, and I'm not a part of it. You're not a part of it. But let's just put it right on the table, brought to you by @ Pest Control, this Taco Tuesday morning. I'm sorry, all these athletes in today's society that say they don't listen or hear or read, they do, Evan. And I do believe that's what had Ramos hot, because his play hadn't been stellar. People on the shows, people writing have talked about it. Now, he can control the narrative in regard to playing better. You don't give the writers, the talking pundits, guys like us, that fuel to be able to talk about your inept play. But he has been hearing what the streets have been saying, and I think that's what put him in that pissy mood.
What, the fact that he's been playing poorly?
Yeah. No, and he's been hearing about it because people have been calling, talking, and writing about it.
Yeah, but that's, but again, and that's why I think this is going to be a learning experience, because that's not how you handle frustration. No,
I'm not saying it is.
Well, if you perform poorly and the audience lets you know about it, it's like you can just go rip them?
No, not at all. Like, and again, just what you said. Like
you have to wear it.
I think that was the fuel behind him kind of, I don't want to say losing it, but going off on his tangent. Speaking what he deemed as truth, and he's learned a lesson. Hey, you could say what you want. You should have did what Logan Webb said. We've tried everything. This is what I would have did, Evan. My play has just been subpar. It's on me to figure this thing out. Our manager's given us everything, and we still can't figure out. But to go with the fans was this major lesson I think Ramos had. But my point was, I think he's hearing, and it's obvious, about how lackluster he's been along with the team. And I think that was his opportunity to kind of clap back, and it kind of blew up in his face.
One, I do think it's interesting also that you know, we just heard from Melvin, we're giving 40,000 people nothing to cheer about. Logan Webb is saying, Bob's yelled at us. He's kept it to what the article was meant to be about, which is basically, does the clubhouse have Bob Melvin's back? And I think Scott Osler told the morning show as much. Like, that was the intent of his article, is to figure out if this team has been lost. If the manager's lost his clubhouse. And I think everybody's on the same page that that's not the case. And I understand that's what Ramos was trying to do.
Yeah.
But he just turned it in the wrong direction. Like, this is from Matt Chapman last week.
Give it to
him. He said, I feel bad for our fans because they come out here and they support us every single night. They pay their own money to come see us, and we haven't been playing good baseball for them.
Beautiful.
That's how a pro handles things.
No doubt.
That's how he does.
Accountability, Evan.
And again, I don't think it's going to change. Well, I hope it doesn't change the way that people look at Ramos, because I do think that he's a solid ball player. I think he's had a subpar, more than subpar defensive season.
Man.
He's had some blunders. He's made a ton of mistakes. But he's in his second season. And he was an all-star as a rookie. He's someone that I still think can be a big part of the Giants, maybe the rest of the season, but obviously into the future. But he's got to learn that the one place you can't place blame is at the feet of the fans.
Yeah. And I got to be careful here, Evan. I really do. I think he learned that lesson. And we'll see moving forward. And hopefully he won't have to answer questions about why the team's not doing this or that. But you talked about the origin, the birth of him last year, parlaying that first half into an all-star. And I'm going to stand on it because I have. He's one of my favorites to watch on this team right now. But in regard to having my manager's back, you got to do what you did, and we know you can't every at bat. But the bottom line is your play speaks volumes for your manager, not your word. So, again, I'm not saying Logan Webb, he went Bobby Brown. It was his prerogative to say, hey, you know, we're getting yelled at. Don't think we're getting away with stuff. We're not. But the bottom line is Bob has had his players back ad nauseum, and now – my message to the players would be, you can't do it in the papers. You can't do it on social media. You got to do it with your actions. And last night they got a win 4-3, held on, but three home runs in the first to help you, you know, most nights get that win.
So you didn't like that players are talking about Bob Melvin?
Yeah, I just, for the future, I know it's a different conversation, but for the future of Bob Melvin, I don't think it bodes well that guys got to come out and say, He's getting in our butt or our fanny.
Well, but I think that's an important, it's an important piece. Like, remember a couple of years ago, we were talking about it before the show, when I think it was Baggerly wrote a piece about the turmoil basically going on in Kapler's clubhouse. You got guys who are playing cards instead of going to batting practice or looking at scouting reports. Logan Webb is saying their stuff off.
So it was over then when he said that.
Yeah, and I think that was the whole purpose of this piece. And Scott also was trying to get to the bottom of, is this thing basically out of Bob Melvin's control? Because everyone's been talking, and our show has certainly done it, about whether or not he deserves to have his job next season.
And I'm watching. I know a lot of people think 5.5 is insurmountable, but you can make that up. And I do think he's managing for his job. But if it were me, Evan, I think I've seen enough to where I'm like, you know what? You might need a new voice. What will it hurt? Let's see who Buster Posey deems, worthy of being the next manager. And it looks like it sounds like you're saying to me that it's a good thing that the players are taking up for their manager, but the manager has he can speak too. He has a voice. And I feel like Melvin has failed at every turn in regard to checking somebody, checking Ramos or checking player A or B when they mess up, you know, like being the good cop, almost like you're not calling anybody out. So it's, I don't know what Buster Posey is thinking, but Evan, I just think it's a bad sign when I got a voice and I can tell you, and Melvin's never, I don't feel like he's done it enough. I've been bad. I haven't been, whatever I'm saying, it's not working. And I just think it's too much of the, of the neighborhood saying, oh no, he's doing a good job. We get disciplined. So we'll see how, when it's all said and done, this season is over, how Buster reads it. 'Cause that's all that matters.
Well, it's true, but that's the whole crux of the article. Like everyone wants him to flip a spread, or everyone wants him to call a player out, or everyone wants him to scream at somebody or to get mad. They're telling you that's not who he is. He doesn't do that publicly. He does it in the clubhouse.
Right.
He does it behind closed doors. He's not going to scream to the media. He's not going to yell into the mic.
So would you say he's on the hot seat?
Sure. I mean, anytime your team is playing piss poor, but I'm not hearing all these players united against their manager the way that we heard players kind of leak little nuggets out about Gabe Kapler. Like, people may want Bob Melvin gone. I don't hear his players hinting at that whatsoever.
Yeah, but Evan, managers get fired in all sports even if they don't have a Pasoy problem like Kapler had. His issue was different, and obviously Webb came out and said things need to change around here. It was a wrap. But I'm just saying, you can also be fired because you can't get your players focused or to keep them from making bonehead decisions in the field like we've seen from the Giants. So I'm telling you, I don't care what the players are saying. I think it's a bad sign that the players got to speak up and hope that's enough for me to keep my job. And I think Melvin, of course, is on the hot seat.
Okay, so if he's back next year, are you going to be mad about that?
I would be disappointed.
Why?
Because I think this team is flailing, and I think he's a big part of it because he can't identify why they're 3 games under .500 and why they're losing ball games. That's how I feel. I just don't like his personality as a manager. He's not a bad guy, but I think I've seen enough to where enough has happened and transpired, and all we keep hearing is nobody has any answers. And I love what the players are doing, and I'm not saying Ramos and the guys don't like him, Evan, but miss me with, oh, Evan's going to bat for me. The proof is in the pudding. And I think with this payroll and what we've brought, why is this team 3 games under .500? And I think they've taken on the personality of their manager, and they're just like dead men walking.
Well, but isn't this article proof that they don't have the...
To you, it may be, but because somebody wrote it doesn't change my mind. I'm watching the product. I'm watching what they're doing.
Yeah, but Ramos, like, that's the whole reason he's going after the fans, is because he is frustrated. He is pissed off. He is fed up.
I think he turned it at the wrong.
Who, Ramos?
Yeah. I mean, he's never been called out. Melvin, to his credit, has always had his back. So I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not going to, just because the article is written, we don't know what truly is going on. I'm going to still feel the way I do when I watch this team underperform. And they got a win last night. They got one Sunday. We'll see. And to your question, I kept it real with you, would I be mad? That's too strong. I would be disappointed because I don't think Melvin, I mean, you look at what happened in San Diego when he had surplus of talent that last year. And I know there was other stuff happening. But he's just, you asked me, I told you, he's just not my type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I guess I would ask to that, does that mean that Ramos is your type of guy because he's fired up and he's pissed off about his situation? It's not going to change him not being able to read a ground ball or not be able to catch a fly ball. Like, I love the way he responded last night. He let off and he hit a home run. And he helped his team win.
3 strikeouts. Well, yeah, I got you.
Well, that was a couple hits. Yeah, that's kind of baseball nowadays.
What are you telling me? And I'm just asking, because this article, and it was a great article, was written, does that make you change your view on and I'm asking, on what you thought was going on? Like, I've seen enough from what I think Melvin is not doing with this team to where I feel like if this keeps up and we're under 500 or two games over, I think it's time for a new voice.
It absolutely could be. I'm not saying that, that Buster Posey wouldn't make a choice. Like, just because a player is defensive of his manager doesn't mean that that manager is going to keep his job. But, I mean, to me, a lot of times these kind of situations come down to, have you lost your clubhouse? And I think that this is an affirmation that he hasn't, and that it's more on the players than it does on the manager. Now, Posey might decide that it doesn't really matter. Like, your job is to figure this out, and you haven't done it. But to me, I feel like that's a, like, we have Chapman, we have Webb, we have even Ramos, and of course he turned it on the fans, which I think is unfair. Right. But we have three, like, pretty prominent players that are all going to bat for their skipper.
Yeah, and Chapman should go to bat, because I feel like Melvin's half the reason he got that extension, that contract. They got a relationship. They had one. I get it. So there's loyalty there. But, Evan, I guess what I'm not doing a good job of is just telling you, I was really disappointed game after game when Melvin and the players were saying, we don't have the answers. And Ramos was a part of that.
I got you.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you here today. Stani's going to be back next week. Richie Rich is in Livermore, wants to get into the conversation. What's up, Rich? How we doing?
What's up, fellas?
Richie.
Yeah, I got a bone. What's up, Guru? How you doing, baby?
Hey.
Man, so check it out. I keep hearing you saying but, like he went at the fans, right? You clearly heard Scott this morning say he feels bad they took it out of content, right? Like, Ramos isn't the kind of guy. And like Chasky said this morning, all right? Like, you got different races that say things different, and it's reporters' job to take it out of context and give you something to talk about, right? The dude's not like that. So my thing is, like, you compared him just now to a player that spat on someone. That's night and day. That's not even a comparison. You know what I mean? Like, he's just trying to go to bat for the skipper, because clearly the skipper ain't doing it the right way, and everyone's going after his job. But you're just as guilty as putting it out there in a negative way when he's not being negative. He just said fans are going to fan, right? And like Chaffee said, you got Karen-ass fans. You got crazy fans. You got good fans. I just don't understand why it's being blown up so out of proportion to what it is when the dude didn't even mean it like that. Like, you know what I'm saying, Guru? Like you said, he's just going to bat for the skipper, man. Like, give the guy, cut the guy a break. Like, I think it's just being blown way out of proportion, man. I don't know what you guys think about that, but that's just my thought.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate the love, but I disagree with Rich, because, Evan, you talked about it before we started the show, the court of public opinion, and I'm just asking, and I didn't hear Chasky say that this morning. Those words came out of Ramos's mouth, so now do I got to go build a bridge to figure out if I'm okay to judge somebody on what they said and take it those words at face value? I'm not trying to say Ramos is a bad guy. I'm not. I'm just going off of what I thought this SF Gate got from Ramos, and I thought that was over the top.
Well, also, that's not what he was asked about. He wasn't asked about the fans. He was asked about Bob Melvin, and then he steered it back into the fans' field of play. Like, that's all I'm reading, Rich. And you want to know how you should respond to something like that? Here's how. This is Bryce Harper from 2019, after he literally got booed by the Phillies. Here's how you should answer a question like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do the same thing. I mean, it's not fun to lose, not fun to watch, when you're playing that way. And, 4-2 punches, I'm probably thinking the same thing walking back to the dugout.
That's called accountability.
No doubt.
That's accountability for your actions.
Seven. No doubt.
It's one of the reasons why Bryce Harper is beloved in Philadelphia, because he never, ever puts it on the people that pay money to watch him play. And I know that, look, Bryce Harper is a multi-time MVP. He's a great player. But that's kind of the point. I hear Logan Webb not turning it at fans. He's never done that. Willie Adames, who hasn't even been here for a year, would never go after the fans for his own play. Now, he and Webb have hinted at, Dodgers fans showing up at Giants games.
Which
he would
I
like
loved,
to,
yeah.
He would like to see more Giants fans show out. That's out of their control. But he's not going to fault a Giants fan. I don't believe that Willie Adames is the kind of person that faults Giants fans for booing when he and this team have not played well. And Willie Adames, by the way, had a month-long stretch in July where he hit the crap out of the baseball. He didn't puff his chest and say, look at me, because the team wasn't playing well. Mm. And that's what it's about.
No, no doubt. And on top of that, again, Evan, you keep pointing out what he was asked and where he took it, and that's the lesson in this. And I do appreciate, and I don't like the fact that Ramos is frustrated, but I deem that as emotion. You know, a couple weeks ago he said he didn't have any answers and he was despondent at his locker, and he probably was, but I like that he was frisky and he had something to say. And I just think the youngster was frustrated and went wrong with what you just said, and he threw the fans in there, and all they've done is come through the turnstile, show up, and look at this club, especially here the last month or two, Evan, and say this is not Giant baseball.
All right, Getting's in for Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointments needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluid. So before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BarryOilChange.com. Back after this on Steiny Guru.